Morning Watch, Experiencing, Enjoying, and Expressing Christ, Week 4. The Kingdom as the Subduing of Rebellion and as the Transfiguration of the Lord Jesus. Friday Related Verses. Mark 8, 35 through 36, 37 through 38. For whoever wants to save his soul life shall lose it. But whoever will lose his soul life for my sake and the gospel's shall save it. For what does it profit a man to gain the whole world and forfeit his soul life? For what could a man give in exchange for his soul life? For whoever is ashamed of me and of my words in the adulterous and sinful generation, the Son of Man also will be ashamed of him when he comes in the glory of his Father with the holy angels. Matthew 16:25 through 27. For whoever wants to save his soul life shall lose it, but whoever loses his soul life for my sake shall find it. For what shall a man be profited if he gains the whole world but forfeits his soul life? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul life? For the Son of Man is to come in the glory of his Father with his angels. And then he will repay each man according to his doings. Romans 14:17. For the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. Related reading. In Matthew 16:18, the Lord Jesus said, I also say to you that you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church. How can the church be built up in a practical way? The answer is found in verses 21 through 26. Unless Christ had been crucified and resurrected, he could not build up the church. Verse 21 says, From that time Jesus began to show to his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things from the elders and chief priests and scribes, and be killed, and on the third day be raised. This verse indicates that the way to build up the church is through death and resurrection. Resurrection is a form of transfiguration. Through death and resurrection, Christ has entered into a realm of transfiguration. The church exists in this realm of transfiguration. It cannot exist in the natural life or with fleshly people. The losing of the soul is the basic factor in our being built up together. It is not only a matter of denying the self or bearing the cross, but of losing the soul. We need to lose all our present soulless enjoyment for the Lord's sake, for the sake of the church, and for the sake of all the saints. If you are willing to lose your soul for the sake of others, those with you will be enlightened, nourished, and filled. This is the way the church is built. If all the saints are willing to lose the soul, what a wonderful situation there will be among us. There will be no offenses and even no need for forgiveness. If we are like this, we shall be rewarded with a prevailing transfiguration. But if we are not willing to lose our soul, we shall not share in this transfiguration. On the contrary, for us, the church life will be darkness, and during the time of transfiguration, we shall be rewarded with suffering. Instead of being joyful, we shall be in darkness. Our willingness to lose a soul for the Lord's sake will cause the church to be transfigured. In other words, it will bring in a revival. Every genuine revival is a coming of Christ, a present coming of Christ with his reward, not his second coming in a physical way. He rewards the faithful ones positively and the unfaithful ones negatively. I have seen this happen in the church life. When a revival, a transfiguration, came, some were enjoying and others were gnashing their teeth in darkness. Husbands and wives argue with each other because they find it enjoyable. But if a brother loses his soul by losing the case to his wife, the Lord will reward him by coming in at a certain point to save his soul. That will be the time for the soul to have its enjoyment. There cannot be a proper family life without the losing of the soul. For the sake of the family, you need to lose your enjoyment. then the Lord Jesus will reward you in a positive way when he causes a transfiguration to take place in your family. The same is true in the church life. In the church, we all need to learn to lose our soul, to lose our soulish enjoyment. By losing our soul, a transfiguration will take place. Then in the Lord's transfiguration, we shall be rewarded positively, and the Lord will save our soul. When we lose our soul life, the Lord and our spirit will have the opportunity to spread from our spirit into every avenue of our soul, so that our soul may be transformed. Eventually, our whole being will be conformed to his image. At such a time, we will be mature and ready to be co-kings with him for our enjoyment of his kingship and participation in his joy in the coming age.